Woody, thank you so much, and good morning to everybody. It's amazing when a team in your community plays well, the feeling. I guess I'm talking to people that support the Miami Hurricanes, and I know Gator fans and Florida State fans may be out of this, but it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe for everybody on what just took place Sunday night in a nationally televised game. And what happened, and wondering what it was going to look like, and the questions you might have had, and they found a way to win. They're up, 21-7, and end up hanging in there to get the 27-24 win. Carter Davis, 47-yard field goal with just over a minute left, and everything else. Wondering what Carson Beck would look like. You got to see that he's got the goods and can play, and the way he fit in. And we didn't really talk about this. I didn't get into it with Coach. I was going to. Guy's pretty emotional after the game. The long comeback, I don't think it was just the injury. I really believe he's got a chip on his shoulder to show everybody, and a little FU to Georgia, who, by the way, Georgia and the folks up there did a lot of bad. They badmouthed them pretty good. Let's be honest. A lot of that stuff started up there and went to the media, and the media's running with it, and this and that, and not a team guy. And then people are saying, well, the guys down here don't like him. It didn't look like that, man. He's aware of everything being said. I'm happy. Happy for the guy came down here. They're paying him a ton of money and all that, but had himself a nice game. Made decisions. Didn't try to show everybody that he forced the ball down the field. Played smart. Threw a lot of short passes. Had a running game to depend on, even though, listen, that running game is going to be we're going to start seeing some big numbers in that running game with that group. And we find out the center, by the way, played his ass off. Coach went out of his way to say kind of missing on everything is how good the center play was for the Miami Hurricanes, not just the right side of that offensive line. So anyway, we got all that stuff going on, and we'll find out, again, Notre Dame schedule. I don't know if any of you had a chance. I got Texas A&M next. And then that's it for ranked teams for them for the rest of the year. Now, they got USC on the schedule. I don't know how good USC is right now. Nobody's talking about them. But Notre Dame's got a damn good football team. And they'll have a lot of those games at home coming up. And so we'll see what happens there. And we want Notre Dame to have a hell of a year. We do. We want to see Notre Dame, honestly, run the friggin' table now. Go out and have a great year. And that loss gives – or that win that the Canes have means that much more if it holds up towards the end of the year. But, hey, listen, man, no matter what, and these games, you want to win them all, and you got Florida Gators coming in a few weeks, and South Florida's got another good football team. They just beat the crap out of Boise State, so they'll be feisty when they get down here in a couple weeks. But saying all that, you can lose to those, and it doesn't affect your ACC rankings. You got to win those games. Those are going to be the big ones. And you look back last year, every frigging game was a dogfight in the ACC. Every game was a dogfight. Every game was usually real tight, late in the third, down in the third, had to come back, had a bunch of fourth quarter comebacks to win or pull away late in the fourth quarter. And so it's not going to be easy. Even though a lot of those teams aren't being talked about and they're not ranked right now, they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough, tough group of games. And by the way, Florida State does not look like Florida State a year ago. Now, I don't know what Alabama is yet. I have no idea. And, of course, Kalen DeBoer's just getting crushed right now, the head coach, for they want Nick Saban back. And I'm guessing Saban's just eating this up, right? This just keeps him out there. By the way, never want to follow that guy, right? Never want to follow the famous quarterback.
He's got to want to go back, though, right? The TV thing, I'm guessing, gets old.
I don't know.
Although we watched his friend last night in North Carolina. That thing goes so well.
I think Bill Belichick just got.
Does he just hate coaching? Does he hate football?
He just doesn't
like. He
looks
so miserable.
So so they had to explain to him, I'm sure, like, hey, Bill, listen, whatever you want, however you want, we're going to talk to you in the pregame. We're going to talk to you before the game starts. We're going to talk to you at halftime. He just can't warm up. He gave her short answers, and then he did that little fake smile. He just wants to coach.
They scored that first touchdown. I know you're not social media guy, but they kept showing his reaction after that first touchdown, and he just looks like his dog died.
Maybe he knew what was coming the rest of the game.
Such a misery. It just looks like he hates what he does.
Maybe he knew after 7-7 that thing was about ready to get ugly.
By the way, how freaked out do you think the North Carolina people are that paid him all that? Would they pay him $10 million? God knows what they paid all those other NFL assistants. And what's Lombardi's position? The director?
General manager.
General manager.
They're all general managers now, Woody.
Yeah. Boy, they spent a lot of money on all those guys, and that team stinks.
Woody, the athletic director already has come out and said, we're going to support Bill Belichick on this
choice.
Rebuilding of this thing. The point was, there are a lot of people that thought Bill Belichick coaching was going to make a difference. And with his kids there and everybody else and Mike working with them. And listen, you got to have players. You got to have players. And he doesn't have players. And the ones he had, I mean, I saw he had some young guys playing. But you got to spend money. Did you see what happened? Oklahoma State, that coach called out Oregon. They're getting ready to play, and he called them out for having a $40 million football budget. Payroll for the team.
I saw another coach that was like, they spent $15 million on their offensive and defensive lines. We can't compete with that.
So,
that's how college football is right now. But I don't think North Carolina's falling too short to anyone as far as money.
Yeah, I don't think they said, hey, Bill, that's enough. I think they're jumping in there.
Money.
Joe,
last night's broadcast was embarrassing too. I mean, the whole thing is a joke, man. To focus in on Bill Belichick like they did, every time they go to break, there's a graphic, Belichick's debut. They got to show the girl like she's Taylor Swift up there in the stands. She's a little granddaughter, girlfriend thing.
She was in a suite when I saw her.
Yeah.
So, but Woody,
the whole thing is just.
They would have never had that game on Monday night if Bill Belichick wasn't coaching.
Yeah, I know.
They would have never had TCU.
I hope they don't have too many more of their games on national
spotlight. Hey, the worst part is Saban and McAfee picked them to win the game.
Yeah, because they were his buddy.
And that's what they said.
They can't even call it objectively. They're friends.
They came out and said, he's my friend.
Yeah,
I'm going with Bill. Great like, TV. You're going, wait a second. You guys are professionals and you just did the what? He comes on my show, so I'm going to go ahead and pick him. He would have understood if you said they're going to get blown out.
It was
and
a tough
and
game.
Saban, by the way, Saban knew what was going to happen.
Well, it was a tough game to pick because you didn't
Nick
know
Saban
what kind
going,
of North Carolina was
I'm going
have.
With Bill Belichick, my friend. Did he? I think he used the friend card too. Did he go friend on it too?
But all those NFL guys over there, you think maybe they did get a bunch of talent. Maybe they did get some good players.
Probably do have a few good guys on there.
Not compared to TCU.
No.
I don't know what TCU is, but
it did in the first quarter at 7-7. And then it was that second and third quarter. They didn't need to play the fourth quarter. That thing was.
They spent a lot of money to saddle themselves to this whole NFL staff and all this. I don't think it will work because I don't think kids want to be involved with Bill Belichick. I'm sure you'll find some, but I don't think the premier. First of all, if you're a premier athlete, why would you want your coach overshadowing everything that you do?
I don't think they think about that. Now you're getting carried away.
The story, though, man.
I don't think. So what? You play Alabama. What do you think it's about? It was about Nick Saban.
How many times they talk about Mario? I didn't watch the broadcast, but I'm guessing Mario Cristobal wasn't a focus of the broadcast every single time that something.
But
happened.
Look what Bill Belichick's done in his career. Stop. No, now you're doing a stupid thing, or you just come out and say you don't like
done.
Bill Belichick.
I know what he's done in his career. I can't stand Bill Belichick.
Okay, well, there.
I think he's
there
terrible for college football. I think he's bad for.
You think this is bad for college football?
I don't think that he's good for college
football. Maybe if you hate something this much, maybe you ought to stay out of it. You're right back to your dark cloud over your head with hate.
For college football.
How's he not good for college football, bringing a guy that's done what he's done?
Why? Because you got a lot of people to watch the first quarter of that game last night?
Just good. Anything gets eyeballs to the games to see.
You sound like you work for ESPN now,
I think.
Man.
Oh, is that what I sound like?
It is, actually, yeah.
Really? Okay. Because you hate something and I don't hate it.
It just sounds like you work for ESPN. Like, oh, this is so good for college football. Yeah, why? Because people watch for one quarter?
Nobody,
that game got out of hand.
Nobody would have been talking about if he wasn't there, North Carolina playing TCU. There would have been mention.
There would have been less viewers. You're right.
Anyway.
Yep.
But whatever. Whatever your take is, I know that's your go-to, by the way.
You're right. If Bill Belichick wasn't there, ESPN would have.
By the way, and you took enough shots, too, before the game during your pregame show, too. Which, by the way, I don't know how much everybody wants to hear that on UM's pregame show, too.
The Manning kid.
You ripping Manning. Yeah. Go ahead. You want to rip that now?
Did you think he was good?
You want to rip that? You got some time now. He was terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't his fault that he got hyped up. He didn't come out and say, hey, I'm the man. I'm part of the Manning family.
I didn't say it was his fault. The media did him a massive disservice.
All right. We got to go to break.
How about by the way, they still put Paul Feinbaum on TV after that.
Get him.
That's one of the worst calls in the history of. I mean, that thing. That was horrible. Brian Kelly went on his show and ripped him about it.
It was embarrassing. He is.
He's got to get out to practice and maybe watch like.
He literally. It would have been one thing if he would have just said, "Hey, this guy by the end of the year is going to be a hell of a player," instead of going all in on what he was going to be. But anyway, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff. You got any more else stuff out there, hater?
Said if ESPN stops walking, Joe's face will bump into its ass.
Oh, I'm a huge ESPN fan. That's what I do.
You do love ESPN.
We just have ESPN. You don't watch it at all?
I watched it all weekend.
Okay. What else you have?
He hasn't done anything since or before Tom Brady.
It's true. He still got on his resume. What, is he going to give his rings back?
By the way, a lot of photoshopping of Brady in a Tar Heels uniform last night. Saw a lot of that.
Well, of course. They're good now. They're all good. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. I'd love to sit here and talk about your hatred for everything going on here, including, my God, spending a pregame show at UM. You're all over that frigging kid. I'm like, good God, Woody. You got a great pregame show and gone Monroe, and you're sitting there, and your hatred thing is just.
It wasn't a hatred thing.
What was it?
I felt misled.
You did?
I took Texas, and I felt misled.
Okay.
Didn't you? A little bit.
I didn't expect he was going to be that good. What have I been saying? Slow down on everybody on how good he's going to be.
I guess you thought he could complete a 5-yard pass.
All right.